T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ken, are you having trouble with that chair over there?
No, I'm fine, sir. Everything is fine.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And wow, look at this face right here. This is a face I feel like I don't get to see very often.
They do say I have a face for radio.
That voice, if you don't remember, is Kevin from Mother Earth Brewing. You brought Cam and Nick with you, and I can only imagine that you're here because I've been getting absolutely bombarded on social media with all of these, hey, dude, here's your invitation to our party. Your 10th anniversary come May, aren't you?
We are indeed. So we are very fortunate and blessed that we've had 10 great successful years of operation. And Cam came up with the idea of saying, you know, it is our 10th anniversary, so maybe we should actually do something, not just throw a party, but maybe throw an entire beer fest. And so Cam created our 10th anniversary celebration, A Decade of Love.
You've got people like Black Plague, Burgeon, Automatic, Stone, Lost Abbey, Mason, Port, Pure, Revision, Carl Strauss.
Everybody that's coming is a part of our 10-year history. These are all folks that were an inspiration to us, that helped us, that we may have helped, breweries that got started through us. There's all kinds of folks that are there, but every single person that's going to be there has a direct tie to us over our 10 years.
That's really cool that you brought them all together.
And it's very cool they said yes.
Who doesn't love Mother Earth and the story of what you guys have been through in the last 10 years? And you know what? We'll drink to that and that party happening May 16th. Do we need tickets for that, or do we just show up?
Yeah, tickets are a good thing. You can actually go to the www.MotherEarthBrewCo.com. website, or you can go to the hoist.org website, which is our sponsoring charity, the 501c3 that's going to benefit from this. 100% of all ticket proceeds will go to the charity. We're not taking anything for ourselves. Go to either website. There's a ticket link right there. Tickets are $25.
All that's inclusive. It.
Wow. That's it.
I'm so in on that, and I'm actually in on what I'm drinking, but this can't be what I think it is it? Can't be. You guys have never done this before.
We have
you?
Never done this before. Boy, there's a story behind that.
All right, yeah. So tell me how Mother Earth, king of Cali Creamin', king of Buku IPA comes about making a Mexican style lager?
It first comes down to the fact that it takes 3 times as long to make a lager as it does an ale. And so when you are making Cali all the time for everybody, it makes it really, really difficult to be able to come back and say, hey, let's throw a lager into the mix. Yet since the beginning of our company, we've always wanted to do lagers. At one point, we actually were thinking about opening a separate brewery doing nothing but lagers. So it's always been near and dear to us, but we had to be able to find the right time. The ability to do brewing in both 2 states now through both of our brewing facilities allowed us the ability to finally come to market with it. But we wanted to do something with a little bit of a hook. We wanted to be a disruptor. We wanted to come up and do a really quality, high-end, great lager, but do it at a super affordable price.
You're pouring it out of 12-ounce cans. So I imagine you say that and you probably can pick it up at a sixer for a pretty decent deal.
If you got less than 10 bucks in your pocket, then you've got change.
Mm. He's talking to me.
We kind of wanted to change things around a little bit. So if you look on the cans, you're going to see that the Mother Earth logo is there, but it's not as large as it is on our typical cans. And we don't call it Mother Earth per se, it's Tierra Madre.
You know what, for the past 10 minutes you've been telling about Tierra Madre and I didn't really sink in that's Mother Earth until you just stated it.
She's got a big brain on Jeremy, wow. Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm a moron and I'm going to finish this beer.
Me gustaría otra más cerveza, señor.
More next, it's the Rock and Roll Happier on Alt 94.9. Oh, I just got excited. I saw the can that's being passed around right now and I cannot wait to talk about this next beer. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Drinking with our friends from Mother Earth Brewing. We've got Kevin, Cam, and Nick with us. We just wrapped up the Tierra Madre Mexican-style lager. All right, Ken, please, crack that can. Now, One of my favorite stories is talking about Mother Earth Brewing and Cali Creamin, because it was one of my first introductions to your beers, and I went, oh my God, if this is what you guys are making, I'm in love. A vanilla cream ale? This is everything you could ever want out of a gateway beer to get somebody who says, well, I don't like craft beer. Now, give me, this is 10 years ago. What's the best way to step them in? Hand them something that tastes like a creamsicle. Little cream ale, little vanilla, really easy drinking.
Yeah, it's that thing that you don't expect to happen, but does. I think the old saying is that breweries don't get to pick your flagships, your customers do. And that's what happened, especially here in Southern California. And I think the irony kind of came out as we did grow, we moved back to the East Coast and became bi-coastal. Cali's not our leader there because we're not known for it. Yet, you know, we can't sell, you know, some of our other beers to save our life, even though they're our number one beers in other parts of the country, only because Cali is Cali and Cali leads the way. So we talked about, you know, what's the aspect that we can do with Cali? Well, if we own that, if we're prideful of it, then let's truly own it and let's expand the family. So that's what we did. We kind of said, all right, let's figure out the way to do it. We spent 18 months generating recipe, went through trial. Everything is natural. We're not gimmicky. Yo,
so
Cali.
When I stick my nose in here and I get all that orange.
Yeah.
Valencia orange.
That's not orange extract number 12.
No, it is not. Wow. That is pure Valencia orange puree.
Oh,
that has been
this
homogenized.
Like it came right off the ice cream truck. Mission accomplished.
And then we did the one thing that everyone assumes is in Cali but isn't, which is we added lactose, because Cali Creamin actually doesn't have any cream in it and never has, which is great for those that are lactose intolerant. But in the case of the Valencia orange, we needed to add some additional factor to it. So it actually does have milk sugar. That's part of it as well.
Oh,
so
does it?
It's still the same exact Cali Creamin base beer, but we added lactose and the orange to it to bring it up to the creamsicle level.
This beer is here now.
We'll sponsor you.
This beer is year-round available here right now. Everywhere that you are, everyone that's listening today can get this beer, draft and canned.
I'm so shocked. I figured this would only be like a spring, summer release maybe, but if you're going to do this year round.
No, we've actually continued to expand the Cali family. So we actually did Peaches of Cream. That'll probably come back around
again.
That
was again. My nickname in prison, by the way.
And then, Cam, you should tell them about the next one because you named it.
Yeah, Cali Cream and Cherry Delight. So that'll be available in April, and it's going to taste like a Cherry Delight dessert.
We can expand in the wintertime. You can take some root beer and mix it in with air and make it like a root beer float.
The old sarsaparilla.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you end up brewing that, I'm going to want my 10%.
Keep talking. Okay.
Is that what we're up to now? 10?
10% of what you brew.
Mm-hmm.
How about a Laurel and Hardy handshake?
Quickly.
From you, Kevin, that's exactly what I expect.
Yeah, of course. Both dated and not funny. Mm. Bad jokes, as my daughters now tell me. My 100%. Stepdaughter believed that the fields along Interstate 5 here in Southern California dividing us in Orange County is you go by Camp Pendleton. Every year you go by there and you see all the big wooden sticks that would come out there, and then there'd be, you know, plants. My goddaughter believed till she was 16 years old that was a stick farm, and that's what they were growing.
Well, we trade some bad dad jokes and drink this creamsicle Cali Creamin with orange. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll play some songs to go with this. I got the perfect song. I can't believe it's coming up on 10 years. 10 years Mother Earth will be making beer at their party May 16th. You can be a part of. Tickets on sale. Get them online. Enjoy the beer festival that they put along with it. Music. I know, Cam, did you have a hand in booking the music?
I did. I did for sure. So SM Familia, which is a local, they call themselves Latin Reggae, but they're locals to North County. Super rad reggae band. They're going to tear it up on May 16th, so definitely don't want to miss that.
Beer, music, food trucks, art show. Nice.
Indeed.
I'm going to have some coffee there, and the coffee roaster will be there himself, but that's important because we're doing a couple collabs as well to celebrate this.
We forgot to talk about that.
We're going
to
do a coffee beer with Stone Liberty Station. So that's going to happen. And then we're doing Boo Kook 3.0. So, you know, we've collabed with Pizza Port twice. We did the original Boo Kook 4.5 years ago. And then we did Boo Kook 2.0. And now we're going to do 3.0.
I guess I've been out of the loop in the Mother Earth world. I didn't know you guys were making hazy beers.
Joke that comes to mind and said, yeah, nobody does. But that's really not right, because we hadn't been pushing it forward. Instead, it came from a different aspect. It came out of a special project called Project X. And Cam, again, is the inspiration behind this. And so he can tell you all about it, and Nick can tell you about the beer.
So Project X is actually a beer and art series, but it was really inspired by, well, you know, necessity is the mother of all invention. And really, we basically got tired of being somewhat beholden to, you know, label design in the traditional sense. And so we said, you know, we want to take some more risks with these labels. And how can we do that? that when there's, you know, there's already an expectation out there that our beers look a certain way. And so we hit up some artists that we knew to do some cool labels, and the beer program just kind of was shaped around it. And so we started seeking out artists and talking to the brewers and such, and putting together a program that, you know, complemented one another. And so that's the spirit of the program, Beer and Art.
So Mystic Alchemy Hazy IPA, who was the artist, who was the creator of the beer? How did the two work together?
The artist is from Italy. His name's Joe Tamponi. This is not the first beer label that he's done. This is more of the traditional American tattoo. We've had some abstract stuff in the past, and we just stumbled on him on Instagram. You know, as many things, the genesis of many things is social media these days. So that's how we found him.
How did his art influence the beer?
Actually, in this case, the beer was created first, and then he designed art based on the beer.
What am I getting? Because there's something tropicalness. There's a citrusness. And there's a little bit of dankness with this IPA.
The Project X series, typically you'll see four hops in the bill. In the case of this one, you're looking at Galaxy, Nelson, Mosaic, and there Citra. So some pretty big hitters there.
It's that Galaxy.
Yeah. It's like fruit salad in a can.
Yeah. Dude, that's probably the best way to describe this.
Give me a fruit cocktail.
Mm. I can't stop staring at the can. I don't know if the shrooms are just now kicking in, if that's what's going on, but I can't take my eyes off that eye.
We pull Ken down from his freak out. We're going to play this song right here and Trip the Light Fantastic on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. Ah, the things you can look forward to on Saturday, May 16th, as Mother Earth celebrates their 10th anniversary. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. We've got Cam, Nick, and Kevin from Mother Earth Brewing drinking some of their delicious beers. We just finished off one you should check out, Mystic Alchemy Hazy Double IPA, part of their Project X. Then my beer, I will take this home with me. There'll be no leftovers for you, Ken. I'm sorry. But the creamsicle, the Cali Creamer with orange, I'm going to have dreams about that. And we started off the program with Tierra Madre Mexican Style Lager. Now, I got a bone to pick with you, Kevin, because you poured out a beer that I haven't had in quite a while, because it used to be an OG beer. Then you shove this into your Resonator series. Now you're pouring it for me like, you know, you're bringing back an old friend. I've always loved Hop Diggity, your double IPA. Tell me, what's going on with this beer? Am I still waiting an entire freaking 9 months to get it?
No, for you, it'd probably be 12 to 15 months. But for everybody else, they can get it now through June, and then starting in January of next year, it's actually back to core. So
yay!
We've learned our lesson.
Whole time, baby.
Woo! You're bringing the Diggity back to the OG lineup.
Yeah, you know, Cam kind of mentioned it earlier. You know, it's sometimes you're a creature of your own success, and we are inordinately blessed. I mean, Southern California and now the entire nation has been great to us. They really, really have. And when that happens, you have to prioritize what you do. And one of the things we realized is we couldn't keep producing a double IPA year round at the time. So we decided to put it into the Resonator program and focus on a whole bunch of different hops. Kismet, our original flagship Nelson IPA, went in there as well. We created a couple new beers, Power of Love, Say When. As we did those, then it came back around after a couple years of saying, you know what, everyone wants the fan favorites. So we said, all right, great, let's go back. And we don't have a year round DIPA. So why reinvent the wheel when we already had a winner? It's back year round. Same recipe, same hop, Citra forward, 8.1%. It is a great, great silky beer.
So this is the beer that defines a 10-year history of Mother Earth Brewing Company, because this has all the flavors of where beers were 10 years ago. Hoppy, get that almost pithiness of like a citrus rind in there.
It's like chewing on a hop cone.
Oh, but see, that's the thing. That's what's missing. There are so many hazy IPAs out there with all these tropical flavors, which I love, but there's nothing to balance it out. If I want something like Hop Diggity, it's like, oh, cool, I guess I'm going to drink it Imperial Russian Stout because I need something that has some backbone to it.
Nick, did you do this?
Yes, we did. We brew Hop Diggity down in Vista. We actually just brewed 20 barrels of it yesterday. It's a really good beer. We like brewing it a lot because it's got Citra and Mosaic in it. So as brewers, we like to drink it, and it's only 8.2%. So it's an easy drinker, but
it's a sessionable beer if you're a brewer.
You know, you don't get palate fatigue. You're like, man, that is so good. It's got such a nice linger to it. Let me have another sip. Mm-hmm. Let me have another glass. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing you know, it's Tuesday.
Well put, sir. And on that note, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our last beer that just might fit in the same category if we're drinking on Friday and we wake up on Tuesday. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. I almost hate that it's running this close to the end of the show. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, drinking with our friends from Mother Earth Brewing, getting ready to celebrate, I guess getting ready is all relative, considering the party happens May 16th. Tickets are $25. Loveyourmother.beer. You own Loveyourmother.beer, really?
We do.
That is probably one of the coolest things that I've seen today, next to Cali Cream and with Orange. We had your Mystic Alchemy Hazy IPA, and then, of course, Tierra Madre Mexican Style Lager. Then you poured me out this beer from a can that's dark. It's minty.
Ooh, fresh.
This is more refreshing than standing on a mountaintop. What are we ending the show with tonight? I'm almost afraid to ask.
One of the very first things that happened back in 2013 as we started to expand and we started to distribute is we didn't have a true barrel program. So we went out and our friends, because you know that's what this industry has always been about and hopefully always will be about. No matter who gets sold, who gets bought, who comes back, whatever the deal is, it's still about who we are. So we literally made a phone call up to our friends at 5050 Brewing up in Truckee, California. Because Todd Ashman, who was there at the time, was a great friend of mine, and Todd had access to every wood barrel in existence because they're using them for Eclipse. And so I called Todd and said, you know, man, we're looking to stand up a barrel program. I'd love to be able to score some barrels because I can't afford to buy a ton of them. I need a few. And Dan Love, our founder, our CEO, and I, we got in his truck, his Chevy Silverado. We put a Nick's trailer on the back of it.
Yeah.
And he and I road tripped up to Truckee, and we loaded 26 barrels on that. It snowed. We woke up the next morning at the Motel 6 and covered trailer with snow. We drove back. We had a flat. All the good stuff that happens.
Oh, my God. What an epic road trip.
We came back and stood up a barrel program. And now here we are in 2020, and we're putting out these barrel beers every single year. We just bought, I think it was 120 Buffalo Trace barrels that are getting filled. And we had a call this morning where, you know, our director of brewery operations is like, I got to get beer in them now. And we're just working through all of these barrels and all this wood and coming up with some really great beers and ended up
God
getting
bless
huge
you.
Accolades.
I gave up whiskey for Lent. I'm not even Catholic. I don't know why. So thank you for giving me an excuse.
Was I right on the Buffalo really Trace, close. Nick?
I think it might be High West.
Perfect. All right. What you really care about is that we're brewing some great Imperial Stouts. We put them in barrels. We age them. And then we blend them together. We even back blend a little bit because, you know, part of the aspect is we want a nice finished beer that comes out perfect when you first crack it, but still 5 years later is outstanding, which is why when you guys come to our anniversary party, we're breaking out vintages going all the way back.
This is outstanding
so
right now.
This is your Four Seasons Winter Bourbon Barrel Aged Imperial Milk Stout with mint and chocolate.
Say that five times fast.
Yes. Left in my
series
glass.
And vintage. The name stays the same. It's always winter, but yeah. The beer changes every single year.
We're going to have some one-off stuff for anniversary too, and I think Nick brewed a Dry Irish Stout, 3 days ago? 4 days ago?
Yeah, we did a Dry Irish Stout. Came out pretty good. Going to finish about 4.5%. So it'll be nice right around St. Patty's Day.
Nitro, 100% nitro.
And then we can do black and tan from Cali, because we do Cali
nitro.
I'm going
to drink a lot of that. I'm going to drink a lot of that.
Well, Ken gets real crazy. We're going to get out on that note. You want to drink some more of their beers. Check them out. Loveyourmother.beer. Go enjoy beer for their anniversary. 10th anniversary, Saturday, May 16th. Thank you guys for the beer.
Thank you.
Love you. We're going out on this.
I love you guys too.
Love you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.